Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, July 15th, 2022. Today on the Ether, crypto news with Bytes Digital Group. Let's take a listen.
Alrighty. I don't think anyone else is going to be joining, so it might be a short and sweet show, unless any one of you in the audience wants to jump up here. It seems like that we have a congruent space that's going on with Sephi and some of the other giants in the Terra community, Jimmy, and I believe the Asparagoid. I have no idea how to pronounce their name, but incredible show over there. I'm sure that they're trolling and having fun in that chat. But over here, we're going to be covering a little bit of some of the news bits in the crypto space that have really got my attention. So this week, the best thing that I came across that was the most exciting before we get into all the depressing stuff has been the Polygon Matic news that came out. And this is coming out during the Green Blockchain Summit. There has been a lot of focus with blockchains just going into this like green direction. And it's something interesting to see, especially when you have a lot of regulation being pushed and a lot of talk about basically Bitcoin mining being a huge major basically energy hog. And while that is true at face value, there is a little bit more complexity to how blockchain is built and how the energy system is supporting it. And then versus how other industries aren't built in supporting the energy industry as well. And so coming out from this week, kind of away from that little FUD storm about blockchain in general, Polygon has been able to essentially secure the only blockchain grant to be partnered with the Disney Accelerator Program going into 2022. And this is actually really, really major news for Polygon as a blockchain itself. If you guys aren't aware, very recently, one of the I think they're moving on to the team for Polygon to be a director of marketing of sorts. And that director of marketing comes from YouTube Gaming, has an extensive background for creating that platform, although YouTube Gaming wasn't that big, in my opinion. So it's not super bullish just the fact that they obtained someone from regular industry. It is interesting to see them to solidify more of an edge into real industry application of their chain. And so with this accelerator program, they are the only blockchain that has been enabled to join the Disney ranks here. We haven't received too much detail about what this is going to bring, what this is going to cause, but basically a partnership of the scale. I mean, one can only imagine this is going to open up the for significant NFT opportunities. It would not surprise me if Disney is trying to get into that realm. And I know for a while, Polygon has been going into this whole gaming narrative, trying to get into this edge of Web3 culture using NFTs. So definitely would recommend you guys checking out the tweet that I have posted up there. That will take you to basically the press release that Disney had and announced for their Disney Accelerator programs. It's going to be interesting to see how Polygon really like leans into the development, into the blockchain. Not really sure what they're going to be developing again, but it's, I mean, without a doubt, partnering with Disney is in of itself pretty bullish for the blockchain. No other chain was able to accomplish it. Excited to see what comes out of this. Excited to see what Polygon actually manages to do with it. If anyone wants to hop up in here and has an opinion on this, feel free. Alrighty, no worries. Let's go ahead and get into it. Probably going to be a short show. It's not looking good for getting actual engagement today, but it's all right. Hey there, Madman. Thank you so much for coming up. How are you doing today?
What's going on, man? What's going on? I figured I wouldn't let you know, leave you hanging out here. High and dry.
Why not? It's a Friday afternoon. Not showing on in crypto. What else are we going to do?
That's what I say. You know, it's a for us, by us, you know, kind of endeavor. And, you know, what better way to, you know, to contribute? So here I am. I feel like I don't have much to like really contribute. You know, that might just be like more imposter syndrome just creeping in on me.
You know? No worries, man. What do you think about this whole Polygon partnering with Disney? Do you think they're going to lean into kind of the classic VC dumper edge here? Are they going to basically just partner with Disney shows and just like brand some NFT drops and just dump on their audience? Or do you think there's going to be something more profound shaking out here?
That is a good question. To be honest, you know, regarding the partnership, I'm kind of jealous, you know, over the matter, like, why did they of all change? Like, why couldn't Cosmos get that? You know, isn't Polygon like Solidity based?
Yes, it is.
I'm a CosmWasm fan, so yeah, anything Solidity based, I'm usually like thumbs down. So I've just had an aversion to it. You know, the amount of scams that run on that kind of, you know, that kind of technology. I don't know, but yeah, kudos to them. Bravo for them. You know, getting that partnership. As to the type of future that we could expect from it. It could just be a regular NFT thing, you know, pushing those out. I'm not quite certain. That could just be, you know, enough with Disney's, you know, following. You know, if Disney latches into NFTs the right way, you know, assigning memberships and things like that, you know, which they already have, they could, you know, or extending what they already have into, you know, the NFT technology, you know, to really lock in their fan base and, you know, set some things that stand the test of time. Yeah, I could see something pretty massive out of such a small bubble. I don't think they'll go like all in. I think if anything, they'll just creep their way in. And I think right now, the biggest, you know, the sharpest approach towards the youth right now are the NFTs. It's like the easiest way to like kind of get them into crypto because it's like, hey, look at the art.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I just did a little bit of cursory reading on the press release. And it seems one thing that just caught my eye is their angle to this, the very first thing that they list ahead of NFTs is trying to build a future of immersive experiences such as augmented reality. And I recently just like kind of started doing a little bit of research on that whole augmented reality sector. And I know that Apple is really leaning into this whole augmented reality thing. Not as much as like Google, where Google's trying to do this whole like VR virtual reality as opposed to augmented reality. So I think that's actually kind of intriguing that since Agreed. Disney is leaning into this augmented reality, perhaps there's something going on with Apple's leaning into that.
Yeah, that would make sense. I would think that with Apple, it would be more on the consumer side, whereas Disney's would probably be more immersive. My description on Apple, I'm really targeting like a on the go approach, whereas whatever Disney's putting out is probably going to be established for the home arena, you know, anywhere with a den or, you know, a living room of sorts, you know, and possibly something that could extend onto, you know, Disney World and Disneyland. Because I know on the premise they have you know, holographic presentations. I think they have, you know, this one room where Walt Disney actually walks in, sits down on a chair and reads a book to the kids.
That's insane. Yeah. That's creepy. Holy hell.
Yeah. Like I guess with, you know, some animatronics for the door to open, you know, like you get the full sensation, you know, of the door opening, somebody walking through the door, it being somebody who's been dead for hundreds of years, you know, and not having aged a bit, you know, and sitting down and looking at you, you know, from any particular, you know, spot that you're sitting. And I know the kids are like sitting Indian style, and some are in a chair, and, you know, the character's just looking around the room. I don't know if someone's controlling the holograph from, you know, from a remote room. I know that they did that for a Michael Jackson performance, and I think for a Tupac performance, where they just had somebody, you know, behind the stage doing the exact same motion, and it was being captured in real time and projected onto the stage, such that, you know, from any position in the field, you could see, you know, you could see that person, you know, back to life. And for something like that with augmented reality, there's a bit of there's a bit of compartmentalization, I guess, you know, restrictions of sorts when you're just dealing with it on the phone. However, you know, it does speak a lot to, you know, being able to kind of tap into an alternate dimension that's right there in your phone. Just enter a portal in your living room.
I wonder how they're going to unify the whole blockchain experience with it. That's what interests me, is that I understand partnering with like an NFT virtual reality experience, or partnering with an NFT project that's trying to do something in augmented reality. But partnering specifically with the Polygon Studios, I wonder what they're going to do and what they're going to build out. It's crazy. Because if they do something like along those lines of immersive experience using blockchain, I don't know. Because if they're partnering with Polygon Studios, that means they're doing something that requires their infrastructure and their actual chain.
Yeah, and that could be this, you know, that could be said for any, you know, distributed technology that we're, if you think, you know, to MMO RPGs, you know, those kinds of databases require, you know, lots of scaling, and I would imagine that blockchain would provide that. Whatever they do for it, I imagine they're going to bury it as much as possible, in such a way that, you know, anyone, you know, tapping into it wouldn't even think or know that it's being run on blockchain, because the last thing anyone wants to hear nowadays is blockchain. You know, with all the things that are happening, everyone just pointing fingers and, you know, scuffing their noses and whatnot.
Perfect time for them to start building.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect time to start building, and it would just come in a matter of rebrand. You know, that seems to be one of the bigger, you know, keywords I've been hearing a lot, you know, since the, you know, the economic fallouts across the markets. And I would think that in a way this would be a rebrand without having to rebrand. They're just letting another brand assume, you know, the control without forking over control, unless there's
that's an interesting share. That's interesting. I hadn't considered that.
Yeah, that's what I think might be going on. You know, Disney will just becoming, you know, will end up becoming a, you know, a big power player in the Polygon ecosystem, and it, you know, they may end up owning like a large share of it, you know, by doing it, where anyone, you know, who tunes into Disney, you know, has the Disney apps and, you know, goes to the, you know, to the theme parks and all of that stuff, they'll just be buying things and possibly paying in Matic without even knowing. And Disney will just get more and more and more, you know, the same way we see Binance validators and Coinbase validators is earning more and more and more. You know, I think that'll be, you know, how they're putting it out. They're basically like the Binance and Coinbase of the media world.
I mean, essentially, they're basically everywhere when it comes to that entire entertainment industry. They're massive.
Yeah.
Even for real world experiences. Well, I guess, I mean, that's basically all I've really wanted to talk about on that one. As soon as we get more details on it, I'm going to be sure to probably make a deep dive video on this. Seeing these real life partnerships with these major corps have always interested me. Mostly from the perspective because it signals the adoption of blockchain, but this is critical. These are critical. These are critical for future partnerships. And the way that they flesh out is just critical for the technologies like adoption curve. Because if this goes shittily and it just ends up being like just some dump on retail investors opportunity, then it's going to be really bad.
Yeah, and I don't think Disney would make such a you know, such a decision like that, knowing such a risk. You know, they wouldn't want, you know, some kind of network or thing like that dumping on their, you know, on their market share. That would put, that would make a very bad stain on Disney, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
If anything, they probably waited carefully, thought about it, and was like, you know what, this is probably the best play. Why Matic? I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not sure what Matic offers that Optimism doesn't. But then again, I don't really know much about, you know, Ethereum altogether to say, you know, which one's the, you know, which one's the better approach. I mean, as far as I was concerned, you know, Cosmos already answered that question, but nobody wants to listen.
Yeah, no, I've been having that conversation with a lot of people. Today, I actually recorded a video. It's going to be going on the channel next week. It's like how to bridge to Osmosis. And I had to go through like the experience of like, again, using MetaMask, having your ETH in your MetaMask, and then bridging to Polygon, because I didn't want to walk the user through the easy, go get your ETH in your MetaMask, swap to USDC, and then use Axelar Bridge. Because like, I mean, I was working with $120. And by the end of it, I had done the math with the current like gas prices, it would have been gouged down to like $82. Like, I would have lost like $30, nearly like basically 40. I would have lost basically $40 just in the effort of bridging all those assets through the Axelar bridge, doing the swap on chain. It was obscene. So I had to plug in like two extra steps just to avoid those gas fees by bridging the ETH to Matic. And then from Matic, swapping the ETH for USDC and then swapping for Axelar USDC. And then finally executing the bridging. It was just horrible, but I mean, it's worth it in terms of the gas prices.
Yeah, I'd say I had to give it another thought. You know, I only bought, you know, like a few bucks of ETH and just threw it, you know, I just left it in the wallet as soon as I saw the gas fees, you know, looking like they were. I was like, you know what, it's not even worth it. I'll fucking leave it alone and maybe sell the private keys to somebody, let it be their problem.
That's I can't, and like I've had people tell me, they're like, the fees are so low right now, and it's just like, what are you talking about, man? Have you transacted on any other ecosystem before?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, it's just mind-numbing. But I pinned a tweet up into the chat or up to the top of the top of the session. I don't know why I can't speak, but this is coming from Taiki Maeda. He's my favorite farmer to be watching content. Although if you're trying to degen farm, probably not the best place. He's much more conservative these days. But Taiki published kind of like an interesting little analysis of like what's going on right now with ETH and Bitcoin in general in terms of price action. And I've actually been really surprised that this week we've been seeing some bullish trends for both of them. ETH is right now capturing a lot of the ETH moving right now. The low gas fees, it's making a lot more, basically more traffic on the actual network. Basically what Taiki lays out here is that his belief is that due to ETH's like kind of absorption of activity, it's going to be net positive for the benefit of the other EVMs and other blockchains that are also trying to do a little bit more farming. But I didn't expect there to be much more farming activity. But one thought that's been really striking with me is that previous time that we had some like hard capitulation back in March of 2020, that hard capitulation that occurred in March of 2020, it only took 3 months for us to reach DeFi summer, because that was the start of DeFi summer where everything really kind of got insane. It was very, very short amount of time for when people actively started getting into these farms where everything was just going up. A lot of incentives, a lot of narratives. And it just showed you that even with the down tear in the macro prices of the market, you can still witness kind of like a bull run in just the DeFi sector itself. I'm curious to see if we actually see that this time around, or if we actually see a new like kind of DeFi summer coming around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping my eyes on the Cosmos price. You know, Adam's been looking, you know, kind of bullish so far since it's fall down to the to what, 775?
Yeah, I've been holding back. I'm waiting to see what catalysts come along.
Yeah, I honestly didn't expect it to, you know, get up over $9. you know, at least into the weekend. So I'm thinking about jumping into a trade, going in for a quick buy. I'm still a little on the side. Right now, it's, you know, the market's red, right? You know, you got to buy when there's blood in the streets.
Yeah, I mean, these are the buying opportunities. You're literally right. This is at any point in time, these are we're getting into the bands where accumulation is starting to like actually look attractive.
Yeah, I told myself, you know, back in 2018 that the next bear market I would ride the dead cat bounces.
The dead cat bounces. So right now you should swap some ETH right now.
Right.
It's looking like prime dead cat bounce opportunity to allocate some ETH into the portfolio. Obviously not financial advice. Please don't sue me. but yeah. All right. We can go ahead and get into the next news bit. Again, anyone in the audience, please feel free to join in on the conversation.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Yeah, literally don't be shy. We're literally just hanging out here. If you guys want a little bit more of a funny Twitter space, definitely recommend go checking out Aspergoids Twitter space with Seffy and Jimmy. I'm sure they're probably making some obscene jokes in there right now. Very entertaining individuals. But the next up that I have as far as news that I want to talk about, it's going to be slightly depressing. Honestly, I'm tired of covering Celsius. We all know Celsius is in a shit show. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Most users are probably not going to get full compensation, which is obviously terrible and atrocious. But I'm numb to it at this point. And the other negative news that I definitely want to get into more of a discussion about is this regulation piece that came out from CoinDesk that was that they broke, really. There was basically this framework that got leaked ahead of time, and CoinDesk somehow got access to it. But the U.S. Treasury developed this framework at the head of Joe Biden. And I'd love to get your take on this, because since you're a builder in this space, I'm just now starting to like venture into building. But love to hear your thoughts on basically this regulation's entire focus was fleshing out the commitment for the United States government to really commit to building infrastructure and using crypto tech that is not only just United States based industry, but also European-based industry to start building the basic blockchain blocks of getting a CBDC built up. And this regulation specifically focused on getting that CBDC up, saying that there was huge potential for the government to get that in, and that it would be basically the pioneering chip for them to supply consumer protection. And that's how they were selling it in this framework. And while this framework doesn't definitively say this is how we're doing it, it simply just outlines what they need to consider when they do start implementing a CBDC. So obviously, trash can news for us to be hearing right now. What are your thoughts on that, on their approach with this? And do you see this like happening pretty soon, or is this just going to take like a long time for them to like really flesh out the infrastructure?
I think it'll take a long time for them to flesh out the infrastructure. I think, if anything, for them to speed it up, they would need developers, you know, that come from our side of the yard, you know, from our side of the fence, to be honest. I that's at least what I think. Maybe they'll get some that, I guess, you know, are retired, or, you know, they're playing both sides. I don't know, but I would imagine that, you know, anybody developing a stablecoin or a cryptocurrency, anyone delving in, you know, digital assets, you know, that can be traded peer-to-peer, is not really interested in something that's controlled by the central banks.
You know, yeah, I mean, you're right, though. Like, it's going to take a trader from our side to come do it.
Yeah, I think it begs a survey, really, of, you know, of crypto users. How many of them are, you know, knowledgeable of the CBDCs, you know, the SEC, the Treasury, the regulations that they keep, you know, putting down? Like, how much do they really know about it? Versus how much are they trying to gamble on the price action or the art? You know, like I would wager that, you know, like more than 60% of, you know, someone with the wallet address, you know, wallet address holders, more than 60% of them are against, you know, CBDCs.
And do you think the 40% are either for them or like just ignorant of it?
Ignorant of it.
I mean, I would agree. I mean, have you seen all those tweets where it's like Do Kwon, for example, this week, he tweeted out, I don't know, some random, it was like a picture. And I think some people are speculating that it's something special, but I have no idea what the picture is. He actually turned off the comments. Well, before he turned off the comments to this tweet, I'll post it up to the Twitter. This was what made me realize the normie approach to Twitter, I guess. I guess the quoted tweets are still there. I'm sure that there's poly. Yeah, if you open up the quote tweets, you can kind of start seeing it. There are just hundreds, or maybe like probably thousands of accounts that are just spamming this like garbage throughout all of these Terra social accounts about burning Lunacy, about wanting reimbursement, claiming that they had a shit ton of money in Terra. And yeah. It's not bot activity. Like, it's just flat out not bots. Perhaps the bots are inflating the ones that are creating the tweets. But the people who are actively creating those tweets, those are legitimately written by an individual somewhere around the world who is genuinely in this like thought paradigm that by burning Lunacy that they're going to reimburse their money, or that Do Kwon is responsible for giving them free money and that they should get their free money. Just some obscene like conspiracy theories. So like at this point, I'm genuinely not surprised to think that about 40% of crypto users would have no idea what a CBDC even is. I don't even know how you fix the situation with this like giant spamming situation.
I don't know. It's like the Shiba Inu army and the Doge army.
Do you think that's what it is? It's like kind of an army that of just like random people just like have gotten together and they're like, Luna's the next possible chance for us to get free money.
I think it's more a matter of we have a new audience to, you know, to pull in. Let's go ahead and kind of, you know, let's kind of work them up and, you know, manipulate them. I don't think the people at the top are really, I don't think they really have, you know, the holder's interest in mind. You know, they're just looking to profit at the top and, you know, probably walk away as soon as the, you know, they get their, you know, this isn't restitution, you know, like it's, I don't think it is. I don't see how it could be. You know,
I've seen a lot of people speculate, just like tinfoil hat speculate, that it's like a coordinated attack via like some CZ Binance coordinated stuff. But genuinely, I have no idea. I'm just shocked to see how many people are actively like just doing it, man. It's just like, holy shit. Like your entire day is just dedicated to being on the social media platform, demanding reparations from random people. And they do it to our channel as well. Like they'll go onto our live streams and they'll be like, where's my airdrop? Where's my money? Give us our Luna. Where's Do Kwon? And we're just like, what are you talking about, man?
There's a lot of, you know, a lot of vulnerable people, you know, who don't have any, don't have any answers, and they reach out to social media, and people like these guys at the top, you know, it's just hook, line, and sinker. You know, like, don't worry, we'll take care of you. Follow us, like, and subscribe. Make sure to hit that, you know, that bell icon for notifications. You know, we're gonna go back to the moon. We got you. And then next thing you know, they're feeding further and further into their stuff, and that could be like the next, you know, the next exit.
I think we should. I think the next move is to really start spurring up this whole movement is to create our own Bytes coin. You guys hear it now first. We're creating a Bytes coin, and we're going to create a new validator system. And each validator, instead of validating the blocks on the network, they're just going to burn tokens. That's it. We're not going to do anything at all. It's not even going to be blockchain. So definitely recommend you guys to purchase the Bytes token coming up pretty soon.
Just going to burn it all.
Just burn it all. And I promise you, you will all end up being rich. Okay. Well, I mean, at this point, I have no other news to cover. And then basically Seffy and Espirigod and Rick and Jimmy and Grover, they basically wrecked our Twitter space today. So really sad about that. Next week I might try to see if they're hosting the space around this time, or I just might try to raid it and just like show up and be like, all right, we're hosting it from here.
I dig it.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for joining, even the select people that have joined this far. It's been about 40 minutes. Not many people joined. I'm probably just going to go join the Seffy space on my personal account. I want to thank all of you guys for watching our channel, for staying tuned, for engaging with our content. We appreciate you for sticking with us. Yesterday, Evan's like last live stream had really great interaction about the Terra V2 projects that are dedicated to rebuild. And so we're going to start focusing a little bit more on that content. Full disclosure, we have essentially developed a partnership with Flipside, where Flipside is providing us much more on-chain analytical content. And since they do basically multi-chain, we're trying to span our content to that multi-chain world and that multi-chain realm. And they're trying to spin up. I believe that we're developing internal processes to get a validator or basically table set up for analysis on the Terra V2. But right now they're working on a couple of other chains that are that have already been in the works. But definitely going to start covering much more Terra content. I actually have Kujira booked for an interview next week, so stay tuned for Kujira, who I've already committed to going into the Osmosis or to going to the Cosmos Hub. So stay tuned for that video, and I will definitely be getting more interviews onto the channel, including Loop and potentially a few other protocols in the Terra DF world.
Spectrum, get Spectrum on there. They're like really shy.
Yeah. So I've tried reaching out to Spectrum. Is there anywhere you would recommend me to reach out to Spectrum? Just the Discord?
You could try the Discord. They have a price chat group. We don't really discuss price in there. We just talk alpha.
Ooh. Okay. Could you shoot me that? Could you shoot me that link? I would love to see that.
Yeah. Sure. Sure thing.
All right, perfect. Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, no, I'd love to get Spectrum out onto the channel. They were a great farming location before all the FUD came out about their fees and stuff. that was an interesting time. It seems like ancient memory when everyone was worried about which auto compounder was better. The lovely days of being in Terra.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining. Thank you, Madman, for coming up onto the space. Feel free to come on up. We'll catch you guys into the next Twitter space. Take care.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Crypto News with the Bytes Digital Group, recorded on Friday, July 15th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfucker sneak inside, going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. The trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kinda running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. 7 time and space, while I wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer. It might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit.
take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Channel Spaces.